Paul got arrested, I called on there to find out what the charge was. The guy told me none of my so-and-so business. Then I called a white lawyer, named Clifford J. Durham. And he called on to find out what it's all about. And he called me back and said she's charged with violating Alabama segregation law. I said, I'm going down and make bond for it.
The next morning, I got up at 5 o'clock and started calling people. I called Ralph J. Abernathy, number one. Called Reverend H.H. Hubbard, was number two. Called Reverend M.L. King, was number three. Now, Reverend King said, let me think about it a while and call me back. All right, I said, all right. So I went on down the line, I called 18 peoples. And every one of them I told me that they stayed at Baptist Church at 3 o'clock that evening. Because we needed a strategy meeting to let people know what we were trying to do.
The bus company was caught in a squeeze between the bus boycott and the city fathers. The city fathers probably would have went along with some of the recommendations. But the attorney for the city said to them that they couldn't do it. It was unconstitutional. And if they did, blood would be running down the streets of Montgomery. Sometime we'd meet all day or plan our strategy, and then at the last minute find out all we'd done one week. And we had to go all over again, and we were raising money. And then I was a member of organized labor. And after we got a secretary going, then I sent out letters, I owe my signature to different union leaders and things that I'd known all across the country.
We didn't have no money when we started, and we had to go out and raise this money. And I don't mind telling you, from the middle of December to the last of March, I raised $97,000 and begged 5 automobiles. And then I had over 60-some-odd $1,000 dropped through the mail slot in my door. I begged $35,000 for United Automobile Workers, number 212, and one evening.